The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our congratulatory messages and our mubarakis to our 12th and living Imam al-Hujjah, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, and to each and every one of you as we gather on this night to celebrate the birth anniversary of the Lady of Light, the daughter of our beloved Prophet, Fatimah al-Zahra, alayhim afdalu salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can follow the guidance and the teachings of the Lady of Light in our lives, inshaAllah, and that we receive her shafa'at in the hereafter, inshaAllah. You know, it's a kalam, it's a word, it's a statement that was written by our 12th Imam, Sahib al-Zaman, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Allahumma salli ala Madin wa Ali Muhammad. In a letter he had written as a reply to someone who had written to him through his naib, and he wrote this reply back and he sent it to his naib Uthman bin Sa'id, and it's a lengthy jawab. But in the middle of this letter, the 12th Imam says something very beautiful. He says, "Wa fi ibnati Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi li uswatun hasana." Subhanallah. He says that For me, in the daughter of the Prophet is a role model. Subhanallah. Yeah, the Imam who is infallible, yeah, who is we look to for guidance, we look to for salvation, he says about this beautiful human being that she is a role model for me. Now imagine if she is a role model for Sahib al-Zaman, what role she plays in our lives. Yeah? And how important it is for us to look at her and to try to understand how we can improve our lives through focusing her. And there are many different ways that we can, you know. I think today I just want to focus on this one particular area, which is really, when you read her life story, and when you read her and you research her life, there is this one aspect that really stands out, you know. But I think that a lot of that has to do with one's own mindset when they read these things. You know, one thing that I always say, you know, like when there are times when I'm researching a topic, for example, and if my heart and my mind are not in that right state, the topic may not seem interesting to me. And then a year later, maybe I'm in a different state, that same topic seems very interesting to me. Depending on our own state, we may be inclined towards different things. And so when I was reading this life story, you're just pondering over her life story, you know, one thing really stood out is that Fatima alayhi salam brought peace and tranquility to everyone that she met. Yeah? This is really beautiful. I want you to think about that, you know, that everyone who encountered her felt better after meeting her. Yeah? They felt comfort after meeting her. She brought tranquility to them. She brought peace to them. And that is a very selfless quality, because there are times when I don't feel like giving peace to someone. There are times when I don't have it in me to give peace to someone. Yet, no matter what she was going through in her life, she made it a point to ensure that the people that she was encountering left with this tranquility, that their burdens were lifted. And we can focus on external examples of this, but I think the greatest example of bringing peace and tranquility is within one's own home. Yeah, Because as a general rule, we will put our best foot forward for those who are strangers. Yeah? When we go to work, I'm not, even though I may be feeling grumpy, I can't be grumpy to my boss, to my coworkers, to my classmates. It's not going to turn out well for me. But my grumpiness, my rudeness, my lack of inner strength to show peace and tranquility will come out and spill out on my loved ones. It is just the way, unfortunately, it is, you know. And I think it's really important, you know, that we are the type of people that when our family and loved ones, when we are not around them, they miss our presence. You know what I mean? It's not that your wife said, Alhamdulillah, is not home, you know. And when you're coming home from work, everyone's panicked that how is it going to be? No, don't be those type of people, right? Be the type of people that when you are gone to work, your family misses you. Yeah? That when you are out of town, your family longs for your return. Why? Because what you bring back is peace. Yeah? What you bring back is tranquility. And when you look at her personal life, you know, my God, how she beautifully did this in her life. Right? Just take any example that you want. You know, one thing that stands out is there are so many traditions that we have where her family went to sleep hungry. So many traditions, yeah? And the reality is that they were not well-to-do. They were not well-to-do, right? Many times Imam Ali alayhi salam would have to borrow money just to provide, and then he would have to work that off. It was only later that the Imma alayhim salam became self-sufficient in that way. But in the beginning, I think it was a designed methodology by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the house of Nubuwa would be amongst the poor of Medina, because there were very poor people in Medina at that time, right? It was only later when Islam grew and the taxes and the zakats and the khums would be there that the wealth of that ummah increased. But in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to ensure that the house of Nubuwa was not affluent while the rest of the Muslims were in poverty. And so her children would go to sleep hungry. But I wonder, right? Like, just, I wonder, how is it possible for you to put four children from the ages of 6, 5, 3 and 2 to sleep hungry without them complaining or whining, you know, without them complaining or whining. Today, like, we have different, you know, the kids at 10 o'clock will complain of hungry when they just had a good dinner, mashallah, right? But these children went to sleep hungry. How? It's because of the peace and tranquility that she instilled into their hearts, where they were comfortable with what they had. Yeah? They had this satisfaction with what they had. This is an amazing, there's no other explanation besides that. That they fed off the tranquility that came from her. Yeah? If she was a person who was uneasy with their condition, the children would be uneasy with that condition. But when they saw that their mother imbued this type of ease, of tranquility, it passes on. Yeah, to their children.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.